Right, we missing too many
Important.
jewels.
Right. Everything is about stories. Now, what is considered to be the greatest book ever written? The Bible.
Right.
Why? Simple. The greatest stories ever told. Now, if you're foolish enough to take all of them literally, a shame on you.
Right. Right.
Right? It's just a story to make a moral or spiritual point, to control behavior so that we don't act like cave people. All right? That's and they're wonderful stories. Was there a man named Jesus? Yes, of course. Yeah, there's probably a brother named Jesus, no question about it. So I want to say this and still be loved. I say it with gentle affect. People ask me all the time, do I believe in God? And I say, absolutely. I am God, and so are you. I am in control of myself and responsible for my choices. I hope you are too.
That's right.
Right? And anybody that is a student of the Bible, as I am, it simply says in the Bible, if you read it carefully enough, that God is within you. You are God. You are in control of you. Let us pray. Right? Because if you ain't in control of you, something or somebody is. Then they're your God. Right? So I refuse to allow that to happen
I
to
know
me.
that's right. I don't make a good slave. I know
Right?
that's right.
And so what I've been this so here you can see now this is the other piece of what I printed out from here it is. I mean, I printed it out. Right, started and it's well done.
Thank you, sir.
It's well done, and it's all the answers you want to know about everything. Right, that's the only book I've read that had 150 chapter titles. Right, they're not really chapter titles. They're just as you segue from one subject, thought, idea. With the solution, you go to the next, and so it's beautifully done, and
Thank you, sir.
I applaud you for that, for truth, no question about it. And I'm saying it's going to be helpful to me as I write about the 12, what I consider to be the 12 new flexes for us for the 21st and 22nd century, to include an intellectual flex, a community empowerment flex, an innovation flex, health and wellness flex, an environmental stewardship flex, a cultural preservation flex, an emotional intelligence flex, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, these are not new things to us. We've had much discussion about many of those things. But now it's time to raise the discussion to specific goals and objectives and how that must play itself out in the balance of the 21st and 22nd century. So you've written a tome here, all right?
Absolutely. Yeah, tome is a good word.
Wow. Are you getting it published?
Yeah, it's published, it's already, and then the
It's
May
looked
25th, yes sir. Yeah, the book's right there. Yep. And
yeah.
it's as thick as you think it is too.
Yeah,
It's
yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah. Whoop, there it is.
it is. As thick as you think it is. And part two comes out May 25th, and it's actually so I wrote part one and two. I wrote part one. I wrote this one back in 2017. It just took that long for it to kind of start writing it. I wrote part two somewhere about a year and a half ago, but part two is dedicated to you.
I saw that. Yeah, man.
Yeah,
That actually
that was
surprised the
before
hell
we.
out of me. Surprised the hell out of me and blew me away. And I really appreciate that. I
Yes,
sent it
sir.
to my inner circle and I said, look, ch check this out. And I told him it was a surprise. But th that's why, you just never know who you're reaching with what you're saying and how it will infect and affect and effect their being and what that and that what that will produce,
Right.
right? And so, you're living testimony to that.
Yes, sir.
That's a beautiful thing.
I'm grateful. You're one of my heroes for sure. There's no doubt about it. In fact, I remember getting to the point in my life where I had to tell myself I need far more black heroes. Far more
Sure.
black heroes. Yeah. So that was
Heroes and heroines.
oh yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Because we need both the male and the female
Yes.
energy. I
Yes.
mean, really how it was written and how it is supposed to be. That's a whole nother subject,
Well,
by the
that's how the universe works.
way.
Inhale, exhale, right? Ebb, flow. You need
In
both.
our culture, the state of male-female relationships and the state of marriage. Whew.
See, that's part three. So it's a three-volume series. I've been keeping part three secret. The part three resegregation, part one was the power matrix, all about black finance, what you read. Part two
Family,
is the facts.
family, family,
Exactly. Part
family.
three is white folks started slavery, black folk keep it going.
Yeah.
And it's what you just said, how the male and the woman and how the female and the male, we compete against one another. It's about that. And that's why I've been keeping it secret, because it's an indictment. It really is. I'm not trying to make it one, but we do have to address how we behave in our communities. So your flexes are going to be very important.
Yeah, because as I've often spoke to many audiences, family, there is no culture in the entire world, in the history of humankind, where the family is not at the center of that culture. There's no way to fully maximize a people's full potential
Wow.
without family being at the center of that culture. We are the only culture, and I'm talking about black folk in the USA. I'm not talking about our African brothers and sisters' families very much than the village and the communities very much this. I've been to Africa 31 times, spoken there many times. Family is the center of African culture on the continent. It is not the center here. We have the lowest marriage rate of any cultural group in America. When I was a kid, marriage was at 85% of us were married. Now it's down to 31%. And the algorithm and the trajectory and all the metrics from the algorithm and trajectory said, if we do not fix that, if nothing changes, within the next generation, it will be in the low teens. That's an existential crisis.
That is.
So the state of black male-female relationships is in an existential crisis,
And
and it's complicated.
it is. It is.
It's complicated, and it's very, very, very complicated, and
Yeah.
it devolved into such. We'll take the masterful writing. Thick writing, that's what I call your stuff, thick writing.
Yeah.
Because it can't, it's not a simple here's how manual. There's lots of psychological things in play and dynamics. And so yes, I advocate for a coopetition amongst us. Coopetition,
First time I've heard
not
that.
necessarily competition.
I like that.
There's nothing wrong with competition is the lifeblood of our American heritage. This is what you buy into in a market-based economy in a democratic capitalistic society, right? It is competition. Competition theoretically is supposed to make everything and everyone better. And sometimes it does, and sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes the ugly word of greed raises its head. All kinds of things can get in that mix. So I'm looking forward to that third volume. That'll
Yes, yes, sir.
you're talking a couple of years.
No, I'm 50% done with it.
Oh, wow.
I'm 50% done with it. So to take you to the thought process, resegregation one, which we're talking about, or back and forth, I knew I needed to write it in a manner in which white folk would say, kind of hard to argue with that. I knew I needed to do that. And I knew I needed to write it to where black, and it's just going to sound so terrible, but it was strategic for me because black people don't normally support something until the white man says it's okay to
Yes,
support that.
this is true.
So I knew I had to write the book with the white scholarship. And I knew I had to watch the tone. And I knew only then will the average black person read it after white people approved of reading. The third book is a little hard for me to write because I ain't talking to them. I ain't talking to them. I'm talking to us, and I'm having a conflict of what do I expose? Because I don't want. I've got to walk this line of I never want. I don't have the luxury or the tolerance or the desire to hate black people, any black person. It's my job to love black people. And I just don't want there's a line I'm trying to walk. How do I say this, do this in part three that doesn't give them more ammo than what we already have,
I see.
what they already have versus but also tell the truth. And that's why that one's take us along, because some of the things that I'm saying, I write, and then I go, now I need to take a same truth, but I'm changing the tone about that truth to deliver the full truth, but not to give white people ammunition. And I'm walking, whenever I got a check into my little spirit, I walk it back, not
Yeah.
the facts, but I walk. There's something there I'm walking back. It's kind of hard for me to explain because I haven't figured it out in my head yet. If I did, the book would be finished. But yeah, you get the point.
That's a delicate but I
It's
see
got
all you tell the truth and shame the devil.
right.
So
I agree.
we're in this particular third volume. We have the role in terms of the subject matter.
Right.
We're the devil,
Yeah.
and the devil is within us, and it got there slowly but surely.
Yeah.
But look at the results. The results are not just nothing positive you can say of
Nothing.
the results. Certainly when it comes to family, the black family is not what it needs to be
No.
to maximize culturally our full human potential. Now, the story about us is coming out.
Right.
I'm going to say this and still be loved. They knew who we were, who we really were, and that's why it was important to erase our memories, not allow us to read and learn, so that we could be effectively controlled,
Well, for sure.
right? And we're essentially God's first people. I mean, that's anthropology
That's
and
yeah,
biology.
anthropology. Yeah,
It's
that's
not ego,
different.
right?
No.
I used to ask myself the inner question of why did God make black people first? And why was that? Why would he choose to make us, the first human remains, no humans as we know them, were found in in Ethiopia, the Olduvai Gorge in Ethiopia, the 75,000 years ago. By the way, if you're hanging out in Ethiopia, I don't know if you've ever been to Ethiopia, you're blue black.
Well,
Those
yep.
people are
And
black.
then there's plenty of maps where Ethiopia was the whole continent of Africa in
That's
itself.
right.
Yeah,
Absolutely.
yep.
So, and Why? And so I finally arrived at the answer to my own question. We're the only people on Earth, black people, people of African descent, that can make any color people on Earth.
That's right.
In fact, that's in fact what we have done.
So that's
We're the only ones
science.
that can do that.
That's science.
Mean, right. That's science.
That's
Ancient
science.
China, you look at ancient anywhere, right? Ancient South America, ancient stuff, you will see black people, right? No question about it. So it's fascinating. And I,
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, I really, really give you great kudos for the work that you have already done.
Yes,
And
sir. Thank you.
Antonio, how old are you?
42.
Oh yeah.
42. Yes, sir.
Right. So quickly, you may have heard me say this, that the New England Journal of Medicine about 5 years ago did a longitudinal study on the three most productive periods of your life. New England Journal of Medicine was the first medical journal in America and one of the great ones in the world. There are many of them, but that's one of the great ones. And the three most productive periods of our lives. It was fundamentally a male study. And these numbers are even better for females. But the third most productive period in our life is between 50 and 60. The second most productive period of our life, according to the New England Journal of Medicine, you can Google this, is between 70 and 80. And the number one most productive period of our life is between 60 and 70. So what does that mean, Dr. Fraser? It means that between 0 and 49, you ain't done shit yet.
No, that's
Right?
right.
All you're doing is failing, stumbling, making mistakes, and learning and preparing yourself for the final 30 years of your life when you will be the most productive. So I can't even imagine,
That was liberating.
you're just 42. I
Yes,
can't
sir.
even imagine your output and productivity as you get into the fast lane. Of your life, so you've got some great bona fides and some great work, and you'll have some great work behind you, and where that will take you, oh, God only knows.
Wow, that's I am that I went straight to my spirit. I mean, fertile soil. I receive all that.
Right.
Man, that
So
was amazing.
that's incredible. So keep right. So now are you so what do you do for a living?
Two things. Primary. So I've been an entrepreneur since I was 14.
Yeah,
So,
and your
yeah,
AI.
14.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm big in tech. I have a tech company. Then I if it's not impossible, I don't like it. So I have to find a really big problem to solve, and that keeps me motivated. So my tech company is mostly artificial intelligence, and I write fiction books outside the stuff that I write
Darn,
fiction
that's right.
books.
Wow.
I write fiction books. It's something that's been active. I've always wanted to for I had to study how to write dialogue for 8 years on the fiction way, but I write fiction books. I love the story build. I love to create stories. But what I love to do the most is put very hard lessons in these stories and have these, I want to say woke, because one side of America has totally hijacked the word woke. But I like to put these hard, esoteric and theological, and in some cases, lessons into a story, because I mean, Joseph Campbell already said it, the hero with a thousand faces. And that's the story just keeps repeating itself. And I want to be a part of that journey.
Is one of my favorites.
Oh, yes.
I have everything he ever recorded. He was doing videos, and he was on, PBS a lot. I mean, he was just I just loved the way he told stories and spoke on mythology. It's great. Yeah, really
Yes,
great.
sir. That one of my favorite. But I've been fortunate to where I live off my own economy for
Good.
since my early 20s. Yes,
Jesus.
sir.
Now, you'll have to tell me the connection between, is that Deanna? Is that how you pronounce that, Deanna Smith?
Deanna, yes, sir.
It's Deanna. That's an unusual way. That's why you have to ask Black people, how do you spell your name? Because you just
Yes.
said Deanna. There's another several. And then is that Ine? Is there umlaut or a hyphen over the
No, it's just Ina.
Ina?
Yeah.
So
And
I you're
pronounce.
Belgium, right?
Yeah, I'm
Belgium.
Belgian.
She's Belgian living in France. Okay, yeah, Ina. So that's Ina. Ina is who you meant, because LinkedIn wouldn't let me add you as a friend for nothing. I couldn't do anything. I have no idea
Why is
how she
that?
did it. I
Was
think it's my
it?
settings, or I'm not sure which one of our settings, but I was so whatever network, it wouldn't let me message you. It wouldn't let me message you. So but Ina got through. And of course, that look at her with her fine self. You're just so fine. You just that's the other half right there with her sexy self. There you
Okay.
go. Yes, yes.
How long have you two been together? Are you married?
Yes.
How long?
To
We'll be married
together.
2 years in June, but we've been together.
Half our lives, child. Half our
Oh.
lives. She ran from me when I was 17. Admittedly, I've been acting like this version of Antonio Smith since I was 17 years old, even earlier. It's a funny story. I saw her one day, and I walked up on her as close as this microphone is. I said, "Hey, you belong to me now."
Your name and number. That was the whole conversation. I'm
That was
like,
the first introduction.
it was an energetic thing. It was an energy.
That's what we'll call it. That's what
Yeah.
we'll call it.
So
And then
you're
somewhere in our 20s.
3 years into a marriage, right? But
Yes, sir.
a much longer period of time
Yes.
knowing each other. Yeah. Now, I've been married 51 years to the same
Wow.
sister. 51.
Yay.
So
That's
that's
amazing.
half a century.
Yeah.
People ask me all the time, Dr. Fraser, what's the key to staying married to the same sister for 51 years, a half a century? I said, well, it's a one-word answer. Amnesia. Amnesia is the key. And I said, well, explain that. Well, in 51 years, a Dr. Fraser is going to do some dumb shit. Okay,
Yes.
you count on that.
Yes, sir.
So is Nora Jean. She's going to do some dumb shit too. When we do our dumb shit, we come together, we discuss it. We reach middle ground and we bless it and release it, never to bring it up again.
That's a book. Those steps you just gave is a whole book.
Right.
Wow.
That's right. That's right. So, you're 3 years married now. You said 3 years?
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
just
so
about June 16th.
47 to go, and you get to the 50 mark, and you're certainly younger enough.
Yeah,
to get there. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
So that's really cool. God wow. bless you.
No, thank you so much.
Are you married?
Yes, I am. Yeah.
How many years?
15.
Wonderful. 15. You live in the United States or you live?
I live in France. I'm Belgian and I live in France.
Oh, wow. Okay. Cool.
And she speaks English so well because I think English is like her fourth language, right? Is English your fourth language?
How did you and Antonio hook up?
That's your story. He asked you.
Yes. So we worked together on the same client project. I left the project and then Antonio said, well, I have a place for you. You can come over at my company. So, and I didn't hesitate because it was so great working together and good energy. So this is how I came to the company of Antonio.
Incredible.
She's my best hire. I promise you that. She is my awesome. Best hire.
Now, is the name of your company Rainmakers, or is that the name of Ina's company?
The name of the company is Density 6, but Rainmakers, that's my team within the company.
I see. Okay. All right. That's great.
So she's in like a Sheryl Sandberg position, CEO type position.
Okay.
And then she's building a team of 9 under her just to do her job.
Yeah.
She's a powerful woman in the company, that's for sure.
So you write every day, Antonio?
I do about 20,000 words a day. Kid you not. Yeah, I know. I know. It sounds like total BS, but I do. I do about 20,000 words a day. And you know what's crazy? You know what's crazy, Dr. Frazier? I never, ever, ever even read books until 2008. I read 2 books ever. One was some sports book that was like 30 pages long, and Tupac, The Rose That Grew from the Concrete. 3, I'm sorry, The Autobiography of Malcolm X. I read that one too. My bad. I should have put that one first. Autobiography of Malcolm X.
Right.
In 2008, something just shifted in me to where, it was actually Hurricane Ike. Hurricane Ike came through Galveston and smashed it all apart. Mm-hmm. And then I realized, here I am broke standing in FEMA lines, and I got this baby about to be born.
Wow.
And I'm in FEMA lines begging for $75
gift
card, hoping it comes from Walmart so I could put gas in the car if it does. And I just started making massive changes then. I stopped thinking about having a small business or any business like that. And I start thinking, how do I reach millions? And now I think, how can I reach billions? I just, my mindset's changing. And of course, when you change your mindset like that, reading comes with it. And then I've always been a writer. I just wrote poetry and raps. And then it just shifted to writing. And then when I went to, it's called Houston Christian University now, I went to HBU twice, and they totally smashed my papers until I learned how to write like a scholar. Yeah. And then the rest is history.
Wow. Wow. That's
Jesus. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, so I have an emergency here. Hold on a second.
Okay, yeah, no problem.
You know, I have a big conference. I have a big, you know, the Power Networking Conference.
Yeah.
In about 8 weeks. So it's intense. It's intense now. Just in terms of dotting the I's and crossing the T's, 1,000 people from all over the world. It's, you know, it's not that intense because it's the 23rd one.
Right.
So we've done it a few times. I'm actually supposed to be on a group meeting dotting I's, crossing T's at 5:30. I was, then they were calling me, and I just told them I'm just going to be late. And so what I wanted to do was A, just have some face-to-face time
Yeah.
with you and your team. That was very important to me
Thank you, sir.
in terms of the building the connection. See if there's any top line question or questions you wanted to ask, and any way that I can help. Although, I think you got it under control based on everything. It's a good thing. That's a good
I
thing.
appreciate you.
And
I
you cannot
appreciate
produce, it's very difficult to produce at the level in which you're producing. And I know you're smart enough and savvy enough, being that you are probably masterful at the effective utilization of artificial intelligence, to get some help from that too. I mean, because that's what it's there for.
At this point, yeah, for sure, especially the editing process. So that
Oh
helps.
yeah, oh
Yeah,
yeah.
that helps a lot. That helps a
Editing,
lot.
grammar, all kinds of
All
punctuation,
that.
that
Yeah.
kind of spelling, all kind, that's what it's there for.
Even research. I've been
Oh yeah,
using your
research,
research. Yeah,
right.
research has been, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so that's brilliant. And so who is selling your books, or do you sell them all yourself on social media?
We sell them all ourselves on social media. I have a we have someone that was starting a network with French now. She owns a company called Tree and Press, so that's who publish it. And I started, and that's a funny story in itself. Maybe I'll come back to that. But she published a book, and she's got a big, she got like 100 authors or something like that. So she published a book. But we homegrown, everything in-house. It's how I started from the hood. I didn't get adopted. I was 15. So I was homeless from 5 to 15. So I'm used to keeping what I kill. I'm not. I don't use credit cards. I don't, get investors. I just, if I can't sell it, then I need to learn how.
Right.
And that's because of that hustler mentality, which translates very well in the business. I'm stable. Because of that, whenever I need something, I tap into my own community, to borrow from Dr. Claude Anderson. I can do that. So we sell it ourselves. If we, to answer one of your help questions, I have two things that I'm trying to do as far as sales go. My number one agenda, while we reached out to you and anybody else, is if I know if I can just get the book into powerful Black people that have done this way before I have, then now this is where I say it in my head, then that the universe will take care of that without me having to do something. It would just flow naturally in ways that I don't have to manipulate or plan. Period. I believe that 100%. This universe got a banking system. Give, if it's good, you'll say something and share it. If not, then it's trash. And then I need to go back to the drawing board. Second agenda is, as far as interviews and stuff, I use that to, because I got a nice little marketing machine, to dominate, to get people to buy. But it's all inside the house. Just good old guerrilla marketing, nothing else. That we don't have any. I'm well, like you, I know you, like I'm still, I don't want to name drop, but there's I can reach out to Les Brown, and because I talk to Serena every day. I did work for Les Brown and stuff, but I don't want to use, in some relationships I want to leverage. But I don't want to come off using. It's not a fine, for me, it's not a fine line. There's energy where I know. So Serena just bought three books. I know she gave one to a couple of celebrities and stuff as well. Serena is the CEO of Les Brown's enterprise there. And so, yeah, but me and her talk all the time. We talk at least once a week. So there you go.
That's yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
yes.
Well,
Yes.
first of all, we're all here to be used,
Fair
not
enough.
to be abused, but to be used.
Right.
In fact, if you find yourself not being used, could it mean that you are useless?
Duly
Right.
noted.
So,
Duly noted, yeah.
that's what you know. That's what it's about.
Yeah.
It's be effectively utilized so that you could transfer knowledge and it's passed on, you know, from generation to generation. So I don't mind being used now. Now, what you're talking about is sort of is it, first of all, at least the book that I have and the one that the two, it is not for mass market. It really is for scholarly intellectual niche of let's call them black movers and shakers and decision makers and some white intellectuals, right? Maybe the university class, let's just put it that way, professors and academics and that kind of thing. Because it's just a ton of good information. It's a great reference source. I mean, basically what you wrote.
And that's what I was going for. I wanted people to use that as a reference, to have it be the
And,
global
yeah.
standard on this subject.
Yeah, absolutely. So your marketing should be, a lot of it should be targeted to institutions, libraries, universities, intellectual institutions and organizations. Washington, D.C., for example, has a plethora of
I was gonna
intellectual.
say, Deanna, you can start writing down. I don't know what you're doing over there. I
Yeah,
see you write down
and
now.
that's your market,
Yeah.
right? And first of all, those are markets that can easily afford whatever the price is, and they would it would be incredible for their reference section. So I would frame it. I would target those markets, those institutional markets. There may be lists that you can purchase. There are places that you can go, conferences that you can attend, that those people meet, and have your stuff there for them to see. But that's a you know that's a no-brainer. Libraries, right? Just look at the number
That
of
makes
libraries,
sense. You're right.
right? Certainly, just in America, that's your market.
Yeah.
It's not the mass market.
No.
By any stretch of the
Yeah.
imagination.
And all three volumes are going to be in that market. All three
Yeah,
volumes are going to be the same way.
absolutely.
Yeah.
And money's not an object,
Yeah, man, yeah, for
right?
sure.
Money's not an object. So they want it for research and they want it for reference. And even if you're a library, if you can just Google how many public libraries are there in the United States, there might be 25,000 just as reference. Yeah. So I don't know what what the three volumes cost together. Maybe it's $200. I don't know what the going rate is, for the public sector
Yeah.
marketplace, the institutional marketplace. But you just do the math, and there's a massive market right there.
Right there.
Let me just see something here. Google. How many libraries just in the United States? How many the public and private libraries, but public libraries. The US. Yeah. It's 18,000, 17,454. So you got 10% of, if you just got 10% of that.
Yeah,
I'm
just
glad
keep.
I'm running a bit later on a Zoom call. Okay, so great. Just keep going. Okay. So this is something, an emergency came up. I didn't want to cancel this as I did the first time. And I wanted to spend some time, but I
Sure.
just tell them, I text them that I was going. But anyway, so that's a huge, massive market.
No, you're right.
And they convention all every one of these public and private institutions convention somewhere, and you need to be at, and all of them have exhibitors, and most of it, and a lot of those conventions are, you know, the book are book exhibitors, audio visual exhibitors.
That's brilliant.
And then again, money is no object. You know, they might, if they like it, you know, you go to a place where there's a regional library, regional meeting. I mean, they might buy 500 copies. You know, you're not looking for one-offs.
No. You're speaking well. You should be writing too, because you know, right after this call, I'm going to come and plan action.
That's where it is, man. That's the mother load.
Yeah, you're right.
And then the rest will extend from that.
Yeah,
word of mouth, the influence, because the people you want to read, that's where they get their information from.
Right.
And then you sell a lot of books that way.
Absolutely. Brilliant. Quite brilliant. I'm puzzled why I didn't even think about that. Puzzled. I clearly be thinking about stuff. Yeah, but no, that was perfect. I was supposed to hear it from my hero. I was supposed to hear it. I was supposed to hear it that way.
Yeah. I mean, it's not, I mean, but you're talking to an OG, you know, I'm closer to 80.
That's fair. And the most productive years of your life too, right? So you got that going out. Yep.
Second most productive period in your life.
Yep.
That's right. So, and a long, 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 long time ago, before I started this company, I had another company called Black Educational Development. And I got there was a new 10-volume library that came out about 50 years ago called the International Library of Negro Life and History. It's 10 volumes. But prior to that, I had worked for Encyclopedia Britannica, learning how to sell encyclopedias door to door when I was a kid. I was very, very good at it. And then I found this new set of 10-volume library of Black history. And I got the, they were out of Washington, D.C. I went to Washington and got the exclusive rights to sell those 10-volume libraries, to institutions. And I made my first $1 million targeting libraries, colleges, right, think tanks, right? Because there was nothing like it.
Wow.
Right? So they just bought it, even if they didn't read it, didn't matter to me, to have it as a reference.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm speaking out of experience.
And I'm receiving out of stewardship. Yes.
That's a massive market. And The next big move is a translation. Now, click this book here. This was not published by me. It's published by McGraw-Hill. But it's in my library in the back of me. This click, that's published in 7 different languages.
That's when I met you. Signed that. I got it around here somewhere. You signed that for me in Houston.
So what you'll do when you get revenue source, he'll just translate it into, certainly translate it to Spanish, right? French, right? Maybe Portuguese, but Mandarin. And then all the intellectual educational institutions in those countries.
Wow.
So it's massive. You'll spend the rest of your life just doing that.
Just doing that.
Right.
That sounds good to me. That's what I want to do, is travel the world.
That's the ultimate hustle. And you're talking about millions. You build a team around that. And you're talking about millions and millions and millions of dollars.
Wow.
Right. And then you'll have some online version of it. Yeah. Right. So when people, I mean, if you go into libraries today, there are more computers in libraries than there are libraries in there.
That's a good point.
Right. But they like to have books, you know, the hard copy. Because, you know, it's tactile. The people just love to read. I love to read. I like the tactile feeling of reading,
right?
Holding it, turning the page, the smell of the paper, the ink, you know. But, you know, I'm weird like you, right?
Yes, I'm a reader. Sir.
And then, the average American only reads one book a year. And I said, tell Black people, if you commit to reading just one book a month, in 5 years you'll have read 60 books. The average American will have only read five. You're going to be better prepared. So, but now there's so many tools to read, right? And so there may even be some a voice version, audio version. It wouldn't couldn't read.
I'm recording the audiobook now. I'm
Yeah,
doing it now.
audio
Yeah,
version.
I've been slow footed. I need to stop slow footing it, but I'm
Yeah,
doing it
I
now.
mean, as you have unlimited opportunity, and as I tell Black people, is that we do not lack opportunity. That's bullshit. In
Facts.
spite of America's isms, we don't lack opportunity. What we lack is capacity. We must build our capacity to take advantage of the unlimited opportunities. So those little nuggets I gave
Yes,
you
sir.
spend a huge amount of your time just building your capacity to take advantage of those opportunities.
Watch. I not only am I do that, I'm gonna do it and update you. Yeah, I
Right.
sure am. I'm gonna do it and
Right.
yeah.
And
And I'm
so,
gonna yeah, I'm gonna let you
right.
hold me accountable. You're gonna see through.
I mean, because the money is there for the intellectual rigor and discipline that you have shown. It's in the next big step is to monetize, to complete the circle. And hustle is just a nice way, or I should say, a slang way of saying another stream of income. That's all a hustle is. It's
Yes, sir.
right. It's a stream of income, and we should all have multiple streams of income.
No, that's right.
And we can call them side hustles, part-time hustles, whatever you want to call them. Right? You have your subject matter. You have your core subject matter expertise, which you already articulated and expressed. Right, and then you have all of the streams of income or hustles. Some from the hood myself, Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn, New York, and
That
all
would have, yeah, that's
hustles that
it.
monetize your giftedness and your expertise.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Before I forget, I'm sorry. My dad told me to tell you hi. He's in prison. We talk every day. Y'all got the same birthday.
Is that
Yeah,
right? May 1st. All
yeah,
right, that's
May
great.
1st. Yeah. So I was supposed to, yeah. Anyway, keep going. My bad. But I
Much
knew
more
I was
time
gonna
does he
forget.
have?
I'll be trying to get him out right now. He's been in there 22 years, and but everything's he's working for the chaplain. He's in a faith-based dorm. They look like they moving him on out. They look like they yeah, they look like they're preparing him to be one of the greatest. He's definitely got a very good reputation inside. Now he works directly under the chaplain, and he's officially a pastor teacher in his unit instead of being an electrician now. So it's something's happening on his own that, we
That's
can,
good.
yeah, we
That's
can
good.
leverage somebody to speed it up. That'll
Right.
work.
So when he gets out, I mean, you should be in a position because you will have built your infrastructure to take advantage of this massive market
Yes, sir.
with this intellectual capital that you have put into books. He's employable.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Man, yeah,
Absolutely.
that is really good. Really, really good.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you. It's this is I've been starstruck twice ever. One was a quantum physicist that it's on my like season two of my or season three of my podcast. And you, I was like, when Enid said something, I was like, oh my God, really? And we celebrated, we jumped up and down. And then I had to explain to some people who don't follow anything, like, you don't understand who Dr. Frazier. Like, it's like saying Muhammad Ali or George Frazier. If Sonny listed, I was trying to get them examples. They don't, I was trying to give them examples, but they
I do my work quietly but effectively,
no doubt. No
right?
doubt.
I certainly pontificate like most of us talkers,
Right.
but the other side of pontification is execution, right? And so Yeah, you can certainly talk, but you can write, and now you can merchandise and sell and market, and because you got valuable product to sell.
Absolutely.
Huge market.
Yes, sir, I sure will, and thank you.
Now, what I'd like to do is continue this conversation maybe later this week or early next week,
Yes, sir.
and because I know I'm cutting it a shorter than what I had promised you, but at least you got something of value that you can begin thinking about, strategizing, researching, and preparing to do the work, because your books deserve to have global exposure.
Thank you, sir. And that works out just for one. That just give me a second time to see you again. And two, this is the second video to get these people to buy. So it's all good.
That's right. That's right.
No, it's great. I'm so grateful. I'm grateful. I'm absolutely grateful. I really don't know what to say outside of that. I'm so grateful. Hopefully, my energy is exuding said gratefulness.
Yeah, it
I'm
is.
very grateful.
You exude gratefulness.
Yes, sir.
That's a good thing, and I appreciate it. And
Yes, sir.
you certainly have made my day, and because and again, I say this with love. You're in a sense, in a metaphorical sense, a product of my work, and
Absolutely.
others will become a product of your work as you pass the baton. Right, because no one has ever beat death. Okay, so at some point in time, so you'll continue to produce as long as you remain in your right mind, and right now at 42, you got time. But when Buddha was asked, what is the biggest mistake that humans make? The Buddha replied that the biggest mistake that humans make is to think they have time. Time is priceless, but you can't spend it. And when you spend it, you will never get it back again. So I will tell people all the time, do anything, but don't waste my time. I will get more money, but I will not get any more time. And I don't know how much time I have, and I don't want to know.
I know
I'm
that's
not going to allow anybody to waste it. Don't you allow? Yeah, every minute is precious. As I say all the time, it's like I blinked my eyes and 80 years is gone. If I didn't have pictures, what I wouldn't remember it. So you're 42.
Yes,
Yeah.
sir.
Yeah. And you're heading for the gate of the most productive and the fastest period of your life. All right. And
Wow.
so get on the horse,
Yes, sir. Yes,
put
sir.
your foot in the stirrups, grab the rein, kick that sucker, not the
Sir.
hurdle, just right, and just hang on.
Sir. I
And
appreciate it, man.
you
I'll tell you, I can't believe, like, I dedicated the book to you 2 years ago. And
Yeah.
now we talking, and you didn't even know. I
No.
actually told Ina, I was like, "Well, you know what? The book did. Oh my God, he doesn't know that." And I was like, "Well, you didn't know it either."
Have
So
no
yeah,
clue. It's a
nah, man.
wonderful and pleasant surprise. But I don't do my work for that.
No,
That's not
no,
why
no
I do
doubt,
what
no
I do,
doubt, no
because
doubt.
it's my love.
Yeah.
It's my purpose. I'm on purpose, so that's really the key to
Yeah,
success, to
I
do
am
what.
definitely a product of you. I promise you, I am. I am
Yeah,
definitely.
you do.
Absolutely. Yeah,
You
I
do.
have so many of your
Success.
teachings in my head.
Yeah, the key to success is do what you love with people that you love. You can't lose. All right,
Sir.
that's my story. I'm sticking to it. We'll
Thank you.
plan to pick this. We'll do part two. At another time, maybe next week, and we'll think you might have some other burning questions or whatever, or we can expand on, or you can tell me what research you've done, because it's so easy to get research now between, I don't have to tell
Oh,
you,
fair
between
enough.
Google. You can ask AI or you can ask Google to give you the address and key contact person of every library in America if you want that much.
That's true. That's true. No,
Right. I mean, right.
I'd rather just sit at your feet
Yeah.
and let you mentor me. That's what I want part two to go. Ain't no way that I ain't dumb enough to want to have an agenda. No. I want to hear from you. The same thing you already doing, because
Yeah.
it's changing me already. So this is far more valuable to me than for me to dictate the conversation. I don't even want to dominate the conversation. I'm trying to listen.
One final little thought, and then I got to get off.
That's
Is to
right.
understand that the river cuts through rock, not because of its power, but because of its persistence. So you have to persist,
Yes, sir.
right?
Yes, sir.
Persist. Just keep doing what you're doing. It would be impossible to lose. Just persist.
Yes, sir. I
Okay.
promise. Thank you, sir. Thank you so
I
much.
appreciate you. Appreciate you all. It was great seeing you and meeting you. And this is the first day, Antonio, of the rest of your life.
Thank you, sir. Yes, sir.
All right.
Thank you
Thank
so
you.
much.
You
Okay.
too.
All right. You have a good one.
You too.
Okay.
All
No,
right.
ladies, y'all stay on so I can give feedback with this.
Okay, okay.
Y'all can
All
talk.
right. Okay.
Okay, yeah, I'm not saying nothing. Let the, this is this on record. Let me mute my mic.
I'm so proud of you.
Oh.
I've been trying to hold back these tears the whole phone call. I mean the whole call. Oh my goodness.
That's an appropriate response to meeting my hero. That is an appropriate response. You hear me? I hope his wife sees that. I hope his wife sees you cried. Say it again.
The compliments he gave you, he came in ready. I mean, he came in ready with compliments about your book. Like, come.
Well, he spent $19,000 to print it. All them papers.
That is to say, yeah, I was dumb enough to
Did you see what he lifted it up? That was a whole two reams of paper he had that he lifted up. Wow.
Oh, man.
Well, keep going. You get to talk. Let me just make it clear too, because this we're gonna put this. This is just y'all giving feedback, because my words are useless here.
It was hard for me to sit here and not get up and run around. Oh, and then when he was talking about the tactile reading of a book, how many times have you heard me tell you that?
Yeah,
I
you
mean,
always say that.
verbatim.
Yeah, smelling the ink and all this stuff. Yeah.
He made my heart so happy. I'm like, oh my goodness, he's a reader just like me.
Well, let me throw this in there real quick. Ina set all this up. That
Okay,
should be
so
said.
I was going back and forth with Ina. I say, Ina, if it wasn't for you, this would not be happening. Ina forever has a special place in my heart.
No.
Forever.
Well, you know what? I was telling Diana, I think I know why I did it. Or no, why I managed to. First of all, because of course I knew it was very important for you. But when I was looking at the movie Resegregation, when you were showing it to us, I felt so bad. I felt so bad being white. I told you that. And I was like, no, I mean, I'm
I
gonna
got to
prove.
do something. I
Yeah,
got to do something.
I'm gonna prove that I'm gonna change this. I want to be part of it. So,
That's
and I have,
funny.
yeah, but I've been really, I know it was important, but also I've been following Dr. Fraser and reading what he has been doing. So, and I could see why
Hero.
You were so into him. So, and then your aura, that's what I said to Diana. You should see the energy, you know, your smile,
Oh, mine?
your
Oh, I felt
smile.
like a little kid. I felt like
But
this.
I was just about
When
to
I
say,
say my hero, I wasn't
kid.
joking. I
Yeah,
wasn't
your
joking about
kid is
that.
like,
No.
oh my God. Like your kid
Oh,
is
my
out
goodness.
today. Yeah, but you had your smile and then your
Oh, did I
aura.
really? I
Yeah.
didn't even realize it.
You smile a lot, but this one was different. This
This
was,
was different. This was it. And I'm
yeah.
smiling with the chipped tooth too. I still need to go get it fixed. I'm smiling with this chipped tooth. I'm just smiling like it ain't even chipped.
You were
That's
smiling
crazy.
so hard. You were smiling so hard, it closed your eyes. That's how hard
That's a
you were
real
smiling.
smile. That's a real smile.
That is a real smile.
And twinkles.
Yes.
Nah, it's one of the greatest days of my life. When I said I got to the point where I realized I need more black heroes, that was there was something going on in the world, in America, and something going on with me at the same time that I said that. And to be honest with you, I was looking at, well, it doesn't matter. I don't want to say nothing. I don't want to dominate the conversation, but I meant what I said when I said it. So just listening to him, this is like one of the best days of my life. Like, and I'm not, that's not hyperbole. I'm telling you, I'm telling you that that was, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. Perfect.
I knew he was gonna like you because he said like, oh, he was this important meeting that he had to reschedule, and I was like, I felt that it was like, yes, because at a certain point he said agree, and I said agree to what? So because I went through so many things, you know me, and so yeah, no, really, this is it's huge, it's huge.
Yeah. Well, successful people like me, I'm short in my messages because I've got things to do and I don't waste my brain power on words I don't mean. But yeah, for part two, I meant what I said. I'm not for the agenda. Sir, teach me, please.
Yes,
Pour into me.
plus he wants to do a connection. So he was talking about the connection you're making. So he's looking to the future and the third book. And so this is really valuable connection.
But keep in mind for his conference, I want to be at his conference next year. I want to be at his conference next year. Absolutely. I won't be able to make it this year, but next year for sure.
I heard him loud and clear when he said, yeah, you know, I even sent it to some of the people in my inner circle.
He did say that.
Oh, back
He did say that. You know, you said
up.
so.
Head
When you said the way he was complimenting me, I didn't realize those were compliments. I was so starstruck that I didn't hear anything but his voice talking. I heard every word. I'm actively
Ooh, I'm so
listening.
sorry. You got
Yeah.
high.
I'm actively listening. And I was just, it was amazing. This is, yeah, I've heard me say this before, that the greatest moment of my life was I was in India speaking Arabic over the Quran with a guy from Saudi Arabia in my hotel room. We all night we was talking about the Quran, and he was teaching me about the Quran. And since I have Arabic training language, it was a little easier for me. That was the greatest moment of my life because I wasn't supposed to make it out the hood. So I'm in a foreign country, speaking a language that's not mine, and in a sacred text they told me to stay away from. And that was the greatest moment of my life. And this just passed it.
Like you got to sit and talk to your hero. I've heard you talk about this man for years. And you got to sit at his feet, and he was happy and excited to do it.
I don't know what other words to say. I'm
I mean,
grateful.
okay, so I'm going to say it because you can't say it. When we met Les Brown, it was the greatest thing ever because I was into the motivational speaking and he was like the guy of all guys. And then we met E.T., the hip hop preacher. And it was like, oh snap, this is awesome. Like we, you know, but this was different. This was different.
I've got more
Like,
in common with him than I do E.T., even though, I mean, E.T. is a big brother, you know, and then Les Brown, even though I got plenty in common with Les Brown, I have more in common with Dr. Frazier than anybody you've named.
it was like he was speaking to a younger colleague.
I'm grateful. I received that. The part of me was like, oh my God, no, I'm his student. But I get you though. I
No.
receive it. No, you're right. I receive it.
Colleagues are students too.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. I am not worthy. I
You speak
just,
differently to
yeah.
colleagues than you speak to students.
That's fair. That's fair. I was just thinking I should just be buttoning his sandals. I'm not even worthy enough for that, you know.
You were thinking you should be buttoning his sandals, and he was thinking, I can only go about the things he was saying. He was like, okay, look, we on the same, we together on this one, but let me tell you how to get further. Like he was speaking to you like y'all were on the same playing field.
Oh, he just gave away a $100 million plan for sure
Exactly.
with the thing. Then he said that my book is he's going to use my book for his book. So that was a big deal
He's not
for sure
gonna
there. And I don't mean it from a self-deprecating point. Like my confidence is always Antonio High. You know, the only person Kanye West got less confidence than me. This is how high. Y'all know my confidence is sky high. So I didn't. There's not a, it's not, I don't mean this. I'm saying this for whoever's gonna be listening to the recording. I'm not saying I'm in one respect, I receive you saying colleague, I respect him so much. I don't want to pretend I'm his fishing buddy. I don't deserve to be his fishing buddy. You understand what I'm saying? So there's a, yeah, I got a little dichotomy going on there to where, and I don't want to be his fishing buddy. I just want to bask in his glory. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I just want to bask in his glory. Yeah. But I don't, but that's, but I'm saying this to other people listening, but that doesn't mean shrink yourself. I don't have to shrink. And he's not asking me to be a boy to follow him, right? First rate people don't do that. That's not, that's, but I just wanted to clear it up for anybody that would, I don't
I
know,
mean,
that's
he gave
something
me
in
hope.
me. No, he,
Not
yeah.
hope in a negative way, but the last thing he said when he was like, the river cuts through the water, not because the river cuts through the rock, not because it's stronger than the rock, but because it's more pers it's persistent. I have watched you cut through rocks for like the last like 8 years now. 8.5 years, I've been watching you cut through the rock.
Let me say
And
this. I was going to go ahead.
I don't know, I just there's how I feel, there's like no words. Like there's words, but then it gets to a point where it's like I don't know how to put that into a word because it's so much. Like Doc, he started off saying he gonna help. He told you about a book that ain't even out yet. That he wanted you
I'm
to go
glad I
read.
hit
Oh,
record. And I realized we missing two. Wait a minute now.
I need some. Have you hit it too? I was like, wait,
I
he
did.
dropped some Doc. He dropped some nuggets.
I learned from the first time when we talked to ET, I never recorded. I was waiting on him to say, okay, let's get started. He came in starting. I didn't realize that. So I learned from this time. But I wanted to say something that he said, and I just forgot it. So I'm probably not supposed to say it. Oh, no. Okay. I don't have everything he said was brilliant. I'm saying this, I don't want to say for his wife, in honor of his wife, because she don't even do anything for her, and for all the people working under him. Forget what he said. Ina, say something real quick so they can see you on recording just one more time. Just say something. Just do your ABCs.
Yes. I want to say, actually, you can see that?
No, I'm just trying to show you how white your face is. This is why I told you to say something. This white lady, Lily White, Ina is so white, she owns a farm. This is how white she is, okay? And I can't get in touch with him. He is receiving a black subject book from this super white face. Never said a word. Never mistreated her. Never questioned her. Never nothing her. How you treat people not only determines what you get, but it shows who you are. And the second thing that he did was he wasn't supposed to be here. He had a meeting. He had an emergency.
He said it a few times. You know, yeah, and I had an emergency, except I didn't want to
read still
it to me.
And he still made me the most important thing he did all day during an emergency. That is what I want people to walk away with. Not his words, but his deeds. All right, I'm done. Any of you want to say something? But I ain't got nothing else.
I was actually very happy while we were saying with Diana that it ended up doing, that he just like jumped in because it allowed us to stay on. So we didn't miss it. We saw it live. So very grateful for that. I was he didn't mind.
And somewhere a few minutes in, I was saying to myself, I hope they don't hang up because he don't mind at all. And y'all just stood there.
Yeah, me and Ina was talking in the background. She was like, should we just leave? And I was like, no, let's wait for Antonio to release us. And and it was, so we got to stay the whole time. And it's just, it was wonderful.
Did y'all hear what he said about God? How you God? How many times I say that all the time? That's the only thing. I don't just say it all the time. That's my belief.
Yes,
man. I don't believe nothing else.
Yes, it was beautiful to watch and to just for me to see that interaction and to know that it was you he was talking about was the greatest thing for me. Like the greatest thing ever, like the greatest experience of all times. Like I've never told you this, but I enjoy watching your success. I feel like the fly on the wall that's privileged to things I should not be privileged to. And I enjoy watching it because I know what happens in the background. I know what happens behind the curtains. So to see that is for me is, as I tell you, I was holding back tears the whole time. I was sitting here like, okay, don't do it. Not on camera, not while you're talking. Just wait a minute. Because it's just to know where you were, to know what you've been through, to been a part of what you've been to experience what you have been through, to watch it, only to see you meet your hero. It gives me hope. And then when he said something about ages, he said, you don't really get a kick until you're in your 50s and 60s, something like that.
Most blessed. That's the most productive years. And then the second 10 was the second most. And then the last is the third most. That was because I thought he was going to say 20s. I was like, man, I missed it or something. Or then say 40s. Oh, I'm in it. When he told me I ain't even in it, my confidence, my persona and my ego all agreed. Watch when I get that in. Like literally in my
head. He gave me hope. Shoes, I'm thinking I'm behind.
I'm almost there.
See, I'm telling you, my inner man, my outer man, my arrogant man, my ego man, we all said, oh shit, watch what happened when we get that in.
Right.
And he said that. He said that. So that was I'm grateful. I'm grateful for y'all. Y'all gotta be on part two now. That's
So,
you gotta be on part two. You can't change it.
got this.
He loved John. You can't change it.
Oh
So
my
no.
goodness. Oh my goodness.
Well,
I
any words that y'all
Ooh.
want to, I mean, I don't know, any words you want to give to the fourth wall, the audience that's not supposed to know that y'all addressing them? Any words? You have to give words, so go ahead.
This is going to sound so cliche, but dreams do come true. They really do. I'm sitting here watching it.
Yes, that go against the odds because this is what we're doing. Our like I said to Antonio, it's not about racism, but it's like sometimes I contact people that are black, they don't respond to me because I'm white. So, and this is what Antonio said as well, that he didn't judge. So go against the odds. So I sometimes feel like, okay, I'm gonna send an email. They are gonna laugh at me and then just go about their day. So that's what I'm thinking, but I'm doing it anyway. But you see, it's not always like that, and you have to, like you said, persistence and go against the odds. It's not because people don't do it or it's not done like that usually that you shouldn't do it.
Nah, what you do, well, yes, facts. But now, when you send your next email, you're gonna have this YouTube video and the podcast, the links. When you send it, he's going to make your job much easier just by his presence. Just
Yes,
by his
true.
presence. Just by his presence, other big people are gonna come. And especially since I have no agenda. Like, I have no agenda. I'm not asking them to sell the books or nothing. But anyway, I don't wanna. I don't have it. Mine is pay attention to his actions. The words were fantastic. I received all of them. They were all for me. I hope y'all got y'all some, but they was all for me. I took all those words. I selfishly took every last one of them, put them in my basket. But of course, the world is abundant, so I guess y'all had baskets, and he had words for y'all. The same amount of words. We got same 15,000 words in our basket right now. His actions. On a phone call, on whatever you call this, he answered a phone call, say, I'm just gonna be late. That be
Else.
present where your feet are. And there was no reason for such a man as that to have to be present with us. I'm grateful. Adina, since you set it up, close this recording out.
Well, I'm so honored actually to have been able to arrange this, and I'm honored to see to have been present, and I'm just looking forward to the next call.
It is. If you don't know. Resegregation, Volume One, right here. Stick as a brick. That's it. Thank y'all so much, Freckled One. You did well. You cried well, too. Yes, there you go. All right, well, I ain't got nothing else to say. I sure thank y'all. Y'all are great people and stuff.